Simply Done, the podcast network.
You know that tune?
Yes, I've been working on the railroad.
That's right.
Another selection from Walter Molinsky. Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? The decision is in your hands. So, take your time. Tell me, is it safe?
Perry, won't you blow? Perry, won't you blow?
Perry, what?
What's your guys' favorite Rivet song?
I don't have any Rivet favorite.
I like this one right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, once again, it's your old pal Don Barris.
I know you.
I know you.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Mole.
Mole who?
Just Perry, go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Scary Perry, the Scare Master.
I look at you, and right now I'm looking at you with hate in my eyes.
Why are you looking at me with hate in your eyes?
I'll tell you why.
Why are you guys always mad at me? Stop it.
Shut up.
I'm not mad. Well, you're my best friend. Why would I be mad at you?
I don't have any reason to be mad at you.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
Well, I have a reason a little bit to be mad at you. Mo was telling me earlier that the reason my Facebook is down is because of you and your new computer.
It's got nothing to do with it.
You started that.
Did you see the news report the other night?
What news report?
There's a Mac virus.
They're talking about my Mac virus?
There's a Mac virus that's going out there.
What?
Yeah, there's a Mac virus all over the freaking world.
Well, whoever did this went into my computer.
Yours and many others.
Okay, shut up. It doesn't matter what... Who else has went on? We're talking to the audience and why the show was late being put up because I couldn't get on my Mac this week because of this frickin' virus that I've been dealing with all week.
Well, you need to now...
Shut up! Don't tell me what to do.
Well, he's doing...
I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do.
You're going to tell me what to
do? Yeah, I'm going to tell you what to do.
You know what to do.
I sure do.
Okay, let's
hear it. First off, Macs are now getting viruses.
Everybody knows that.
So you got to get Mac protection.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
And clean it up.
Everybody knows that.
Then get it done.
So what are you talking about?
Monday or Tuesday.
I already have an appointment, fuck nuts.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Okay,
I had an appointment.
But you had to tell me.
Yeah.
Fuck with me some more.
Well, when you do that, it reminds me of one thing. Last week was kind of an anniversary, the 20th anniversary. Of the death of a legend, the great Sam Kinison, on the 10th.
And you think Scare Master, he's one of the most overrated comics?
No.
What's your opinion on
Sam? Sam Kinison was one of the funniest comics, not overrated.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Sam's one of the funniest comics out there.
Let me ask
you this. Well, he's not still out there.
Yeah, he really isn't. I'm going to ask you a question, though, Perry. Did Sam influence you in any way?
Oh, tons of ways.
In what way? I mean, in your act.
I mean, in my act, my scream is...
His?
Basically, everybody says it's his scream, so it's all right.
What's the difference between yours and his?
There isn't one.
Okay, so it's basically his.
It's the same scream.
What else?
And also skateboarding?
Sam Kinison was not a skateboarder.
I think he was, dudes.
Sorry, guys.
Read your Bible.
No. Sam Kinison was a wrestler and a football player.
You're thinking Tim Perpetic was a skateboarder.
Tim Perpetic is not a skateboarder. He's a freaking thief, okay? He's a freaking thief. He's a thief of
mine. Yeah, kind of an American hero.
He's no American hero. He's a freaking thief.
I have a feeling a lot of people will disagree with
him. Oh, yeah, he's an American hero because you guys are saying that, oh, he paid...
SEAL Team 6.
What?
SEAL Team 6.
What's SEAL Team 6? The Marine thing?
Well, the Navy SEALs.
The Navy SEALs.
It wouldn't be Marines. It'd be...
Well, he didn't pay it. It's a national thing.
No, he put the money up. It's a well-known fact. Obama even came out and said it. He's the guy that put the money up, and he said, I want this money used for one thing, to get that son of a bitch.
And it was a bounty hunting thing like the Saints did, except he did it with SEAL Team 6.
Exactly.
Oh. Listen to the tape where they're saying, we want Osama's head. How many times can we get his head sideways? I want to get Osama's head. I want you to hit Osama's head. Keep hitting his head.
I didn't really hear that. You know for a fact that happened?
Something like it happened.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, we started the show, and I can't believe we haven't said anything about it as of yet.
What's that?
It's time once again to find out about the Cookie Caramello update.
Tippity roll!
Now, Perry, your father, Cookie Caramello, who was an American hero in the Navy.
Yes, sir.
February 6th, he had the plug pulled.
Still kicking? Some...
It kind of beats the shit out of me asking what the answer was.
What was the deal with him and that extortion, embezzlement... witness story with Plato with that gay bar in New York.
What?
When he was brought up on charges.
Yeah.
He was never brought up on charges.
Yes, he was.
Yes, there was.
Yes, he was.
I saw that recently, as a matter of fact. Someone sent me that on the worldwide internet before you ruined my Facebook page and the rest of my computer.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to blame it on me like a fucking thief?
You have every reason to have done it. And what
are
they
saying? I've got no reason to do it.
What
are
they saying? A crime?
Fucking loser.
What?
Ask who benefits from the crime, and that's probably the guy that did it.
Whoa.
I didn't do anything like that. Number one, I don't know how.
Who else would benefit from the crime? You got this new computer that was set up by some guys. Maybe they're working with you.
That was set up.
Maybe they're working with you.
I checked it out.
You checked it out.
I had the computer checked out before I even had it done on anything in my house.
Did you ever thank those guys on the air, by the
way? Yes, I did.
What were their names again?
I don't remember.
Okay, you never thanked them by name.
Bowers, Coast, and Fisher?
No, it wasn't them.
Speaking of which, may I say something?
You certainly may.
We got a lot of feedback, and I've been getting calls like crazy. A really great response. And I'm reminded by it, but when I say the name Fisher... Last week's advertisement for the Popeil's Pocket Fisherman was such a huge, huge success with the people
Jesus
at Popeil's
Christ.
That Ron Popeil Jr. actually called me to say that he would love to see if I could do a full, with the treble hook, full three-prong hooked, see if I can get it over and get Perry's hat.
Before you...
Perry, put that on.
Before you do that.
You're
now
not
these
gonna
three
get...
hook things. What kind of fish could you catch?
You could catch anything. You catch trout, butterlip.
But I mean, you could
sand
catch some big ones.
Oh
you?
Yeah, you could
those
catch
things. Really
walleye,
get in there.
Pike, pickerel. Yeah.
Okay, so what they want you to do is they want you to try to cast here in the studio. Try to catch Perry's hat and reel it in.
Here we go.
No,
all right, let's
try that.
Put the hat
happen.
On so it blocks your eyes. Here we go.
Okay.
Three pronged hook. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tippity roll.
We're not going to do the roll again. Maybe we should do a funky beat while we're doing this.
Funky beat fish time.
Funky beat fish time.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh!
Had it. Had it.
Try again. Try again.
It doesn't... God damn it.
Got him. Got him. I got him. I got him. Give him some play. Give him some play.
I got that.
Come on. Put up a fight.
Fight.
Hey, come here.
Fight.
Give me that fucking thing.
Fight. I got him. Get that hook. Get that hook.
Put the hat on so he can.
You gotta set
get
the hook.
Hat.
I got the fucking headphones on.
Okay, well try.
Take off the headphones?
Be a little careful. You're gonna knock over the flags.
You're gonna break
You're gonna knock...
something.
Help him, Perry.
I don't need to
help him!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Help him!
Big cast! Big fish! Big fish! Tight lines.
Now he's gonna start breaking shit with that goddamn.
Well, it seems like that might be the way it's gonna go. So
well, it looks like it was another great day out fishing with the Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. So come on out next week and join me, Walter, for a good time fishing. Fishing anywhere with your Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. Right anywhere in a pond or a podcast.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And be honest. Did you set up a separate deal with Popeil?
You saying I got a Popeil deal?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a deal.
What are you doing? Why are you bringing that item on there? Are you getting money for this? Yes or
no?
That's
what I think he is. I think he is.
Can I tell you right now? I'm getting. They've been giving me a lot of lures, and I get this. I get this unit, the display unit. Well, right now, like, right now, it's on.
Oh,
it's a loaner.
So look what's going on. You get the fishing equipment. You get a computer. Don gets a fucking hacked into his computer where
Don
can't
gets
use
a
it.
I didn't hack into
Benz.
Your fishing poles though.
Yeah, well that I fucked for that thing. Oh, Mary Jane, put your fingers in your ear. Put.
Come on, Scaremaster.
What are you fucking doing, dude?
You got a brand new fucking car.
From that lady who he made love on.
Why did you say that?
Because you always got to start shit.
I didn't say nothing. I said you got a brand new fucking Mercedes Benz.
All right, well, that's
she knows you got a car.
Yeah, but that's from fucking. Don't be an asshole. All right, Mary Jane, take your fingers
off. Don't be an asshole, so you're going to blame it on me.
Thanks a lot, dude. First of all, you ruined my computer.
What did Perry do to me?
Exactly. He's always doing
something to you.
Okay, well, what he did indirectly is he did something to me which hurts you, Mary Jane, and I'm so sorry. You don't deserve this.
Then why the fuck am I even here, okay? I'm the star of this show.
You're not the star of this show.
Oh, what are you? You're the dipshit that fucking always tells me that I'm the bad guy here.
You are the bad guy. You ruined my computer.
I didn't ruin your fucking computer.
Then who did?
It's a fucking
who
virus
did?
Out there
who
on the
did?
Fucking
planet. Who ruined my computer then?
Every cocksucker that's out there.
Every cocksucker. Oh, so they're friends of yours then. Is that what it is?
Go fuck yourself, you fucking queer.
You know what? You did kill Nathan, though.
You too. Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Done with this shit.
Anyway, this is where you, the audience, you're able to get involved with the Big Three podcast by sending us $10. It's time
only
once again
$10.
For our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, this is a segment of the show where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here. All you have to do is send $10 cash, no check, no money order, no credit card, none of that legal mumbo jumbo that people try to pass off. We want you to send $10 cash and you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
But don't take our word for it. Let's hear from a real American hero.
That's a little bit later. Okay. All right. We've got some shout outs here. I'll read this first one. Dear Big Three, I like to say that I'm sorry that I was always under the assumption that Perry was the one that did the cock sucking while Randy was the guy that did the jerking off of the little prick. Thanks, Don, for straightening out everything. You always seem to be on top of your game. Perry never was really clear when he constantly bragged about it.
What
I'm writing about today isn't Perry's romantic past. Today what I'm writing about is I really need to get something off my chest. I've always looked at the Big Three podcast as an all-American show. Then you bring on a true American hero like Terrifying Tim that raises the level of American patriotism to another level. So you can tell how pissed off I was when Perry refused to stand during America's national anthem during your Super Bowl podcast.
I remember.
So?
If Perry's silly dog-worshipping religion won't let him stand in honor of our country, I have to tell you that his religion may be a little whacked out. I've lost relatives in World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and the Gulf War. And if this Italian guinea greaseball piece of shit feels that he can disrespect Old Glory, it's time for me to find another podcast to listen to.
This Italian
goodbye
greaseball guinea
to your disrespectful podcast, Jim Wickham.
Whoa. This Italian guy over here is one of the most proud Italian guys out here. You hear? You got a fucking problem? Take it up with the mob wives. I'll get one of the mob wives to fucking show you who the fuck.
You'll
the
be able
fuck
to do
with.
That.
Who's your favorite mob wife?
All of them.
Hey, Big Ange.
Ange's a sweetheart.
Let me ask you this. Big Ange. She seems like your type.
Yeah, like, what would it be like if you went out with Big Ange? I'll be Big Ange. Very beautiful. Come over here.
Can I be Big Ange for a little
bit? You be Big Ange.
Hey, Barry, come on over. Sit in my lap. Why don't you? Come on.
Sit
in my lap, Barry. Perry, come on over.
Is that another letter?
Yeah, it's another letter. You want to read this one?
Sure.
Let's have Perry read this one.
Dear Big Three, I have a bone to pick with both Don and Mole. I like Perry. I'm a Jababa witness. I converted in 2008, and as a result, I've learned the evils of my homosexual lifestyle. Since then, I've attempted to become straight. Both Perry and I lived... No, I don't live a gay lifestyle.
Just read what he's saying.
Both Perry and I lived the gay lifestyle. Numerous anonymous encounters with other gay men, hand jobs, blowjobs, and other sexual acts. And sure, Perry, I would not rather reveal. Don, you and Mole take great pleasure in bringing up the Randy Callahan incident with Perry. Let me tell you, it's a constant struggle that both Perry and I deal with on a daily basis. I'm sure Perry, as a former gay man, I'm going to finish reading this the way this guy wrote it, and then I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay, absolutely. Hey, Perry, I'll give you the thumbs up on that one.
Yeah, way to come out about
because
it.
Because this
out
is all bullshit, okay, what I'm
continue
reading.
Read what he says, and then you
as a
him
former gay man, as to fight all of his natural urges to comment further homosexual acts with every man that he comes across, being formerly gay, it's a very difficult life to live. I like to Perry as an inspiration, his denial and rejection of his former gay lifestyle gives me hope that I that I too will be able gay Brighty, GAYBRIETY. Perry, I know the 20th anniversary of your last act as a gay man may be difficult for you to bear. However, I feel you need to celebrate it like a former addict. Oh, God. You need to recognize the milestone. Give yourself a pat on the back and enjoy the festivities. Yes, you lived the gay lifestyle for years, but that's all in the past. We need to celebrate the past to move forward into the future. Sincerely, just another former gay man like her. Number one.
What was his name?
He doesn't have a name. Sincerely, just another former gay man like Perry. Number one, I repeat and have repeated and will repeat over and over and over again, was, is, and never will be gay.
Or a faggot.
Let me finish.
Let me just say one thing. What Perry is saying right now is absolutely right. He is not gay. He did one thing once in his life. Once in his entire life. And you people, you're just picking the bones out of stupidity. He did not blow anybody. But I almost
committed suicide over that.
And
you stopped,
know what? Absolutely.
You stopped me like two or three times.
Absolutely.
I called you.
Could you imagine? What were you going to do? Blow your brains out?
I almost jumped off a bridge.
All right, do you understand why that would hurt him? I'm saying this. It is wrong for people to think that he ever blew anybody. Perry is not gay. But it's a quick reminder. Don't forget, June 25th, we are celebrating the holiday, which is the 20th anniversary of Perry and Randy Callahan getting together. So don't forget that. But he has never blown anybody. What were you going to say?
Now, it's not a celebration in my eye.
It's an acknowledgement.
But here's
it's acknowledgement. Like the Hawaiian Islands.
Here's what
like Alaska celebrates statehood, but Hawaii acknowledges it because they're not really happy to be part of America.
Are you serious? Is that true?
They feel like they were taken over. They were a sovereign state, and they would have liked to remain. You know, they had a king. They had their whole kind of.
So you don't think for Hawaii that worked out for them?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, Hawaii's got really, you know, bad, you know, pretty poor. A lot of poor people there. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Here's what
but
I want to celebrate
on the 50th anniversary,
that day.
They acknowledged it. They didn't celebrate it.
So let's call this 20th anniversary of the holiday. You acknowledge it.
And let's do it Hawaiian.
No. Let's turn this into the beginning of my career began
really?
That day.
Yes.
Really?
Because actor, that was my first job as an extra.
A B job. You get it?
I get it, Mo. I sure do.
Okay, here's another letter.
Yeah, bad job.
It was bad?
No, bad job done.
I thought you said you liked it. This is from BC James in Downers Grove, Illinois. Dear Big Three, I was a vote member of the Hollywood Gentlemen's Grease Wrestling League between the years of 1990 and 94. Oh, the grand times we had. I wish I could say more, but what happens in the grease pit stays in the grease pit. Our most distinguished member, Randy Callahan, would often regale us with tales of sexual conquest between matches. One day, I think it was June 26, 1992, Randy, or Candyman Callahan, as he was known in the ring, entered the practice ring smelling of feces, semen, saliva, and spaghetti sauce. I asked him to kindly explain his foul odor, and Randy began bragging about how some dirty greaseball Italian blew him, jerked him, and bounced on his wang for a few worthless SAG vouchers and promise of a job as an extra in some crappy movie. He said the stupid Italian claimed he raped him because he shot his man goo in the Italian's beard.
Hey, hey, faggot. Shut your mouth now.
Read it. Read it. You don't believe me?
I don't need to read it.
Without
shut
first
it now.
Asking permission to do so.
I'm going to tell you
okay,
this.
Perry,
let him
Perry,
finish
Perry,
it.
Perry,
is this the definition
hold on,
of rape?
Mole, hold on. Pick it up where you were. Let me just say one thing before you say it, and then we'll listen to you. Now, what these guys are doing, they're sending...
They're fucking with me.
They're $10 shout-outs. Listen to me. They're sending us $10 shout-outs. Let him read the letter, and if you have something that you don't agree with, then we can bring it up after.
Like but a counterpoint, dude.
Exactly.
Counter letter. Mm.
Continue on.
Is this the definition of rape? If so, then this stupid Italian was indeed raped in the ethical sense, but not in the legal sense, and should not be teased. That Randy was always a smart cookie. I forgot the name of the filthy, slutty Italian gay whore, but he sure was stupid. Sincerely, BC James, Beefcake James.
Beefcake James, huh? You had
you know
something
him?
You wanted to say about that.
Say what you wanted to Beefcake.
It's a lie. It's bullshit. Stop making me look like the bad guy.
No one thinks you're the bad
nobody
guy.
Nobody thinks you're the bad
we
guy
think
at all.
You are the victim here.
Thank you. Excuse me for burping.
We have one last $10 shout out. Dear Big Three, until recently, me and my wife, I believe it should be my wife and I, worked at the floor plant in Lillehammer, Michigan. Every Friday, we'd gather some of our co-workers during our lunch break and listen to the new Big Three podcast. A few weeks ago, Perry got into a fight with Detroit's own Rucka Rucka Ali, where Perry went off on America saying, America's cars suck. As if that wasn't bad enough, he said that Ford means fix or repair daily. Did you say that?
Yeah. I got that out of a book.
Shh. Upon hearing that, my wife fainted, and I was so furious that I broke the radio that we were listening to. Ugh.
Probably a Philco, American made.
Probably. Then the unimaginable happened. Ford sales plummeted so drastically after the things that Perry said that Ford had to close down the Lillehammer plant. Me and my wife and all my friends lost our jobs. You're laughing right now.
I'm laughing because it's a lie.
My wife was so upset that she tried to kill herself by driving our Ford Fusion into Lake Michigan. But the fan belt broke and the car overheated before she could make it to the water. That's funny to you?
Yeah.
Why?
Leave it to a Ford. Oh, God.
Still, it saved her life, okay? I drive a Ford.
But I
drive a Ford.
Some are good, some are bad.
Perry says he loves America, but he hates American cars. He gets his skateboards from Canadian Maple stuff and won't even say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it's a religious matter.
I guess Perry doesn't want the $10 bill enclosed in this shout-out either. Please give my $10 to anyone who truly loves America. Jack Mulgrew. Well, I love
America. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
American.
Thank you as well.
Jinx. No, you can't say anything. I say Dan Barney. I said it.
I can talk. Well, anyway, that was today's $10 shout outs.
$10 shout out.
Now, Scaremaster, why are you in such a bad mood?
I'm
today?
Not in a bad mood.
Yeah,
I'm
you are. You came in
mood.
Here. Screaming.
You're the one that was yelling at me.
Yeah, because. Well,
I'm the big Scary Perry's the one that fucked up my computer. I didn't do that.
Why do you keep bringing that up? Yeah, you did.
I didn't do it. Fuck you.
No, fuck you. Hey, is that the phone? Can you send that call through for us, please?
Hello, darlings. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
Hey, Mr. Adam.
It's a little Conway Twitty for everyone. Perry, I'm stealing myself. Give me the Oogie Cookie update. Still rich and creamy?
Still going. Still.
Well, that certainly is something. But I'll tell you another thing that's something. Did you know how expensive grocerying has become?
Yeah, it sure is expensive.
I'm having sticker shock and disco fever.
Where are you, Mr. Adams?
Well, I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm at a grocer's. I had to let go of my most recent footman, Juan Dez.
Oh, you love that dude.
I did indeed. But it turns out he was stealing my heart.
That's going to happen, Mr. Adams.
It will indeed happen. It will. And that is why I find myself in the predicament of doing my own shopping. One moment, gents. One moment. Oh, sir, where would I find the dicking creams?
What?
Rudy Judy. Anywho, can I pick up anything for anyone?
Yeah, Perry, some of that sausage you like so
sausage?
Much. Yeah, it's sausage.
What?
Maybe like that sausage.
Some sausage.
So
I've got some sausage for you right
no,
here.
No, you're not going to get
right
me any
here,
meats. I buy my
all
own
right,
meats.
All right, all right. Listen, listen. Anyone else?
Away.
Anything? Anything I can get anyone?
Yeah, can you give me a few rolls of quarters?
Certainly, Mr. Barnes. How many?
A couple dozen.
Hey, let's get some money, man.
Buy me some quarters.
Come on, Perry, quite down. Hey, will you get me some corn nuts?
And done. Now, I must run, but quickly. Quickly, a little grocer's joke. Why didn't the broken shopping cart get married?
Because it was a shopping cart?
Well, no, Walter.
Because it couldn't make it down the aisle.
Indeed.
I like my first answer better.
We all did. Toodles all.
See you later, Mr. Adams.
Hey, you know what you should do, Scaremaster? You should get Juan Dez's job as his footman.
Oh, that'd be a good job for you. Just working for Mr. Adams all the time?
Just do a couple weeks of work for Mr. Adams, man.
Well, I've never met the guy face to face.
Well, I think he's staying up in what's that place? Temecula. Temexico.
I don't know what
Temecula.
Oh, I think, there you go. Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, someone got in touch with me, and they told me that New York Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey was a huge fan of us. And we said for him to get in touch with us so we could come do an interview when the Mets come to town to play the Dodgers. Well, R.A., you haven't contacted us yet, so we're going to need you to get in touch with us. If you want to call Perry directly, do you still have your phone number online?
Probably.
Okay.
390-299-9999.
As you know, we have a big show coming up on June 25th, and it's celebrating the holiday, the 20th anniversary
that's Monday,
of
Tuesday.
Perry. It's
correct?
A Monday, and then at midnight, which is the actual date that
26.
You met with Mr. Callahan, at midnight, we will celebrate the anniversary.
Acknowledge it. We'll acknowledge it.
I consider it being like 20 years of being in the business rather than
what
saying.
What about the month before when we met you in May? Our 20th anniversary.
Our 20th anniversary is the last Sunday of May.
Well,
when was open mic at the Westwood Comedy Store? Sundays, right?
Sundays.
Yeah, the last Sunday in May.
Well, we'll have to find out an exact date on that. But that's our 20th anniversary, and you don't think that was when you were in show business? It wasn't until you had sex with Randy?
That's what he
I didn't have sex with the fucking guy.
They
stop.
Made love, dude. Why
I didn't make...
Just...
I don't God. Think they made love.
It's
think...
how Italians do it. He's passionate.
Shut up, you fucking homo.
You always talk about that, how passionate you are.
Well, you do mention that.
Oh. To girls, not to guys.
Well, when you talk about how much you like Dan's eyes.
Well, I don't think that has...
Oh, Jesus.
Is that what that means?
Just shut the fuck up.
Can I make mention of the fact, I really believe in my heart, Perry is 100% man.
Totally.
And the only thing he cares about is women.
He loves them.
Women.
Jinx.
Thank you.
No, Jinx, you can't talk now because I...
I heard that before.
Till I say your name. Perry Kurtz.
Oh, almost got you.
Perry Caravello. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, you can talk again. Well, now comes something that after last week's segment, everybody said they loved it. For once, Perry is back on board, and that's what I think everyone's a little happy about. So it is time once again for the little thing called Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Now, on today's Perry's Movie Time, Perry will be reviewing the movie Across the Moon. Now, this was formerly titled Tehachapi. And we know why that's a famous movie. So he's going to be reviewing Across the Moon. So how'd you like that?
Hey, wait, Scammer, before we start, can I say something?
Sure.
This week's Perry Movie Time is brought to you by Mio Liquid Drink Concentrate. Yes, Mio, in a number of flavors. This is peach tea flavor. Mio, just add it to your water to make the best tasting iced tea you've ever had. Mio, sponsor of Perry's Movie Time.
Just put this in a bottle of water.
You just take the bottle of water. Yes. Squirt as much flavoring as you want in there. I put a whole bunch in.
Oh, you don't stir it around? You just drink? What, you're going a little nuts with that.
Now, Mio, sponsor of Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
How did this come about? I never heard about it. Are you guys getting money for Perry's
I'm not getting
movie
money for nothing.
How did you get this sponsor?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Is this something you made up?
No. He's a thief, and he's got all these sponsors that he's...
All right, anyway, let's forget that. Let's get back. So here's today's movie review.
Across the Moon.
Across the Moon.
Is not on the market. It never came out. It was a VHS tape. I can't get it. It's not on DVD. It was never released. I searched for it. Amoeba Music doesn't carry it. And then all of a sudden, Nick and I had a conversation.
I thought you would say this. I thought you would
Nick
say
Nick and I had a little conversation
Your
about
manager,
this.
Nick?
Yes. I told him that I couldn't find it, and then him and I had a little talk about what would be a good thing to do.
Oh, you and Nick had a little talk about what would be a good thing to do.
Awesome. What did he say?
He said do a little bit about the Three Stooges trailer.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Why?
The trailer is not really a movie.
Yeah, and you can't really judge on that. And let me ask you an honest question, Perry.
Yeah.
Does Nick have anything to do with you putting that spam on my computer?
Of course not.
Is Nick your new sponsor?
Sponsor? He's just my manager. He's my business manager.
All right, let's hear a little about the Three Stooges
no,
trailer.
I don't want to hear anything about it. That was today's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
By Mio.
Why are you doing this? What? Are you making money?
He's making a ton of cash.
Are you making money?
He's making a ton of cash.
I was just told to
do
that.
And he's not letting us have a penny of it.
Please. I was told to bring that and do that.
Who told you to?
The guy.
What guy?
Got the scar on his face, met me in an alley.
No, God.
Did he give you money, yes or no?
No, but he said if I could get an everlasting gobstopper, I'm going to get a bunch of money.
He's getting paid. He's not going to let us know.
So he's making money. You're getting computers sent to you that put spams on everybody else's
computer.
I'm not
getting computers sent to me that put
spams. Did you get a computer?
I got
sent
a
to
laptop
you?
That was mailed
Is that
to
a
me.
Computer? Was that
Duh,
sent to you?
Yes.
Was that sent to you?
Yes.
So you're getting computers sent to you that put spams on everybody's
it's
account?
It's not putting spam on anybody else's computer.
I don't know that. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's get back to the business where we're going to try to make some money because we have a huge show coming up. It's on June 25th, and as I said, at midnight, we're going to celebrate our, how did you put it, Mole?
The time that Perry and Randy made sweet, passionate love.
No, but how
Son
did you,
son of a bitch,
not
it's
celebrate,
not sweet,
celebrate. What
passionate
did you call
love,
it?
Motherfucker.
What did you call it?
Whatever not, he says it is.
Not celebrate.
Dude on dude, M for M.
What does M for M mean?
Man for man.
Oh, you know all the terminology.
I'm thinking, how about the band, man?
Man for man. I came for you, I came for you.
Blinded by the light.
Bam, 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 bam,
dressed up like a douchebag in the middle of the night. Blinded by the light.
That was their one of their best, and I think the
Who wrote that song?
Man
who wrote
for man. That? Man for man.
No, he did not.
Oh, you mean the...
Who wrote that song?
I don't know the person by
you
name.
You don't know the person. I'll bet you do know his name. Mole, do you know?
If Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen,
Bruce
yes.
Springsteen?
No, Springsteen, it's in the Flintstones.
Bruce Springsteen.
So you knew who it was.
Yeah.
So okay. You did know his name. So okay. You lied even about
I
that.
Didn't lie. I
did
just... you,
did he not say that he didn't know his name? And the minute that
I
we said the
know
answer, you knew who
exactly
it was.
Exactly
who
you thinking,
knew who
you
it
thinking
was.
Todd McFarlane's new Flintstones, he's going to have like Bruce Springsteen do like Born to Rock and stupid stuff like that.
I hope so. You don't think that's a good part of it?
I think it's going to be great.
Hey, I want to mention something. There's
Stoney
a new
Curtis.
Did you hear that Gene Simmons is opening up a restaurant?
Well, you're really up on what's going on in the community. No, I didn't hear that. What?
He's opening up a restaurant down in the El Segundo area.
Well, you know how wonderful that is. Let me just tell you how wonderful that is. Because we're in the middle of trying to make us money. And you want to talk about Gene Simmons, who makes money every second of his life.
I know. It's
okay,
sickening.
Shut
I
the
bet
fuck
he's gonna
up
have,
about Gene
I
Simmons.
I bet he's going to have, like, Detroit Roquefort salad.
That, what else might he have?
He would have broth.
Broth.
Broth, I hear you calling. And I need some soup right now.
Do
right.
you love meat? You really like my standing rib roast. You love my pork chops and my filet. You love my porterhouse.
I want some buttered roast tonight and salad every day.
What else is going on?
All right, let's get back to what we were talking about, because we've still got a lot to do on today's podcast, but we just got to let people know about our big show. So our big show that celebrates the 20th anniversary of the holiday will be happening on Monday, June 25th. Where will it be happening? Well, it's going to be at the world-famous Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. The doors will open at 9:30. Shows will start at 10. How much will it be to get in? Now, if you buy tickets in advance, the tickets are only going to be $10, and they will be $15 the day of the show. Now, we're going to need to ask our listeners to help us out by putting up those Perry's Gay stickers. Now, that's where they have the face of Perry, and underneath it says gay with a question mark. Now, if you need the artwork for us, send a private message to my Facebook, which by the time you send it, I hope the fucking thing's back and running. And if not, look at my new Facebook. It's going to be under Don Barris. It's the name of my page, and it's also my name too. Now, if you want to buy stickers, they're only 10 bucks, and you get 10 stickers. You send the money, and that's, again, cash. You send it to Don Barris, care of Perry Sticker, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. We also will be selling T-shirts.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to be selling sweatbands. Those stickers. Sweatbands. We're going to be doing everything to try to raise... Did you just pick your nose and throw it on the floor, you fucking animal? Did you just do that?
I picked a hair.
Did you pick your nose and go like this with your fingers and put it on the floor?
It was a hair.
Did you pick it out of your nose?
Of course.
Did you throw it on the floor?
Yeah.
You're a fucking guinea animal.
Okay, I'm a guinea animal.
You know what I learned about Jabberho recently that What's someone that? Told me is when a fan wrote in to tell me that Jabberhos do not
Jehovah's
celebrate
Witnesses.
Holidays. They don't celebrate
Jehovah's
holidays.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Do you know why you don't celebrate holidays?
Yeah, because they're not in the Bible.
No, that's not why. Dogs can't remember holidays.
Stupid fuck.
Because they don't have calendars.
Exactly. But there is one thing that they acknowledge, and Scaremaster, back me up, anniversaries.
Really?
They acknowledge anniversaries.
Is that true?
That's true.
Yes.
They acknowledge anniversaries, which is why June 25th is a sacred day, because it's acknowledging two-decade anniversary of an event in a Jabberho's life.
Can I ask you something? In the world of Jabberho, is homosexuality permitted? Or
it's not permitted.
It's encouraged.
No, let him finish what he said.
It's not mandatory. Encouraged.
Not mandatory, but
it's
encouraged.
It's not encouraged.
Tacitly encouraged.
You're a lying, fucking, sick, perverted
well,
son of a bitch.
Instead of calling him names, wow. Tell him
I'm
the
gonna
truth.
Call him
Educate the man. Yeah,
First off...
Where am I wrong?
First off, the name of the religion is not Jabberho,
right,
fool.
Sure.
It's
right.
Jehovah's yeah, Witnesses.
Been talking about
when did they
like
change
20
it?
Years.
It never was changed. It was always Jehovah's Witnesses. One.
Okay, one. I'm writing
two.
Two.
The gay, any homosexual acts, they're just not permitted. It's
like
not...
Siegfried and Roy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's disgusting.
What's disgusting about it?
I mean, sure, their acts gone downhill since the Tiger attack, but I still think they put on one hell of a show.
Have you ever seen them?
Oh, yeah.
Are they working together again now?
Listen, it's not even work when they do it together. It looks like they're just up there living.
All right, let's try to get back to the business side of things that we were talking about before Perry started picking his nose and throwing it all around the studio here at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. Freaking animal. When you get your Perry artwork, we need you to take pictures of it. A few suggestions? Go to some famous local landmarks. Take a picture with the artwork right in front of it. Maybe a completely naked girl. Cover her breasts with it. Anything that you can think of. Come on, people. Help us out. Nobody cares about the Big Three podcast
anymore.
It's
not rocket science.
I'm telling you this. If we don't get everybody behind us, and I'm not blaming some of you, but boy, oh boy, all we do is pour money into this thing, and it's getting very tiresome.
Here's why.
Shut up, Perry. Yeah, well, if we don't have support for our show on June 25th, I'm telling you, it might be the end of the Big Three podcast because it's just too tough mentally.
You sound a little down, buddy.
I'm really down.
Can I tell you something? Perry, can I tell you something that might cheer you up?
What's that?
How about some dried pineapple?
You know what? I love dried pineapple. Is this bad for you?
No, it's got a lot of sugar, out. But it's natural dry. Sugar.
It's not bad for you.
You can have it.
You gave that to me?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a computer, but thank you very much. Sure. Paul. Thank you.
What'd you bring him, Scare Master?
I don't have anything. I don't have any money. I'm on fucking broke.
It's nice to bring something to somebody's secret podcast location.
Perry, turn off the phone. So I think we'll start taking ticket orders on Monday, April 23rd, for a show that people will be talking about as long as man walks this earth. Now, we're going to be doing a live show, and during the live show, we're going to be taping two podcasts. Now, they're going to be airing later. We're going to have numerous surprise guests. We're going to have all sorts of fun. Then at midnight, we will celebrate the true 20-year anniversary of Perry and his pal doing whatever they did. This is what the celebration is about, so we need you to make your plans now.
What about the not gay?
What about the explanation mark?
Perry hit it on the head. I promised Perry, if we started seeing these things all over the country and all over the world, I would make stickers that said, not gay, with a question
People
mark.
Aren't putting these stickers up because they know I'm not a fag.
They don't know that. How would they know that?
The Come only on. Way they could know that is Come to on. Not have gay Come sex on. With you.
I mean, how many chicks am I always with?
Always, dude.
All right?
I've yeah, never Matt, seen you I've, with one.
Well, because I'm too picky about the girls,
okay,
one.
Well, you just said that you're always with them, and then I say, but I've never seen you with one, and you say, well, because.
Oh, now, wait a second. You haven't seen me with Miss Cleveland?
1936, Whoa. Yeah.
36. Try 69.
What about that summer when that guy Danny Green blew up Cleveland with all those car bombs?
What year was that?
Cleveland's a crazy place. You don't even want to get into that.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, don't forget, if you want to make a donation to help this out and help get the show underway so we can make it and present it the best way we possibly can, we need a little bit of a budget, and it's really coming out of my pocket. And Neil Leeds' pocket. But if you want to help out, send some money to PayPal. That's all I got to say about that. You know what time it is, Perry?
Talk to me.
You started it.
I started it.
Yes, you did. Because right now, it's just three guys sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood talking about the ladies.
The ladies.
It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Ooh. Perry, you got this thing started by talking about all these girls.
Yeah, talk about that one girl who's all like, hey, Scare Master.
Well, I'll tell you about the last girl that I saw. Which
Come on over here, Perry. I'd like to rub your shoulders.
That's, what's her face?
Yeah, but tell us about that girl who was all like, Scare Master. Hey, what's going on and stuff?
Dafina, I saw last week.
Yeah.
Was it last week or the week
before? Wait, hold on, Scare Master. Tell about that lady. Tell about that one lady.
What lady are you talking about?
The Scare Master lady. Tell about that one lady.
What one lady? I mean, there's tons of them.
No, the one, the Scare Master.
Jesus, what are you talking about?
Who that lady go in that movie?
I don't know who he's...
I think I know who you're talking about. You went out with a girl recently.
Yeah, Dafina.
Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, your female friend, I shouldn't say friend, co-worker over at the Comedy Store.
That's her.
No.
So
I guess she cocktails at the Comedy Store, and she's Dafina's cousin?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how Dafina told me she knew you.
So she knew me. Yeah. Is she using you to get to me?
No, she's...
Are you sure?
She just
Perry,
told me that...
Perry?
She didn't say she's using
Perry,
me...
Perry, can I say something?
Using
what
you
I
to
see
get
a
to
lot
me.
Of times, I see these girls that are a little bit shy. They don't know how to approach me. They want a little piece of me, but they don't know how to go about it. So they might use someone else.
Well, look, she's
Do you think
way
she's
too young for
you?
The two of us.
Do you think she's using you?
She just, you know, her and I met up in Marina Del Rey, and I took her to lunch, and we talked a little bit.
Did she mention me at all?
Well, she mentioned that she knew you through her cousin because her cousin works at the Comedy Store.
There you go. What does it sound like to you, Mole?
She's not the lady going to that movie.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Ooh. Hey, pass over the What the Huck. What did What the Huck bring us today? You know,
food?
If you don't know what we're talking about some of the finest Thai cuisine in all the West Hollywood area. It's What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. When I think Thai food, what do I think?
What the Huck.
Pad Thai.
Oh, a lot of Pad Thai.
And fried rice.
Fried rice.
Carbo-loading.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's good food, right, Scaremaster?
Very good food.
What's the phone number? Let's see if you remember.
323-654-5792?
No. If you were in a game show, you would be eliminated.
I would be eliminated
right now.
I'd lose.
It's 323-654-7952.
7952, sorry.
Yeah. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck, right?
Sí. What the Huck. 323-754-7952. 323. Es muy bien.
What did you say at the end? I don't know what you said.
It's really good.
You can what did you oh did you say that? Really good?
Yeah.
And it is really good. That's What the Huck.
Esta muy favorita comida de
No, what did you say there?
Grande Tres Podcast.
Well, you know what happens next week? Next week we get 60 seconds with Perry again.
Okay.
Unless you want to try it this week?
No, I don't think we're ready.
What?
I don't think you're ready, man. I don't want you to blow
God, out. I can't even advertise
I don't want
my
you to blow out a muscle or something. Just wait, Scaremaster. Just gear up for
muscle.
It.
Gear up.
You know what? On this, I think I disagree with you a little bit.
What?
I think we should do it, and here it is. 6 years with Perry.
Go! You are the meanest motherfucker by yelling at me so fucking much.
Yeah, but he's letting you do the 60 seconds.
But, yeah,
okay.
And I let you do something, and then you call me the meanest motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's,
well,
that's
now Scary
boy,
Perry
boy,
Shameboard.
It seemed like it was very
www.
Maybe we should talk
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. I've got 5 decks on the line. Online or on the market? Something like that. I've got 5 decks on the market. Three 10-inch wide boards. And 2 popsicles, an 8 and a 9 inch wide popsicle stick. These are Canadian maple boards, manufactured right here in Southern California.
Yeah, talk about boards.
Skateboards.
Boarding.
Skateboards. Skateboards. Now, and I also have T-shirts. Those are also American-made shirts.
What do you mean they're American-made shirts?
They're shirts made right here in Southern California, buddy. What else? What else? What else? What else? Again.
Stop! That was 60 seconds of Perry.
That wasn't 60 seconds
yes,
of Perry.
Yes, it was. How much you want to bet it was?
www.
No, stop, Perry. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do it.
You're
you had
mean.
60 seconds.
You're mean.
I'm not mean.
60 seconds.
Oh, you had one more week of suspension, and I give it to you.
All right.
Well, we have one last commercial that we've got to do, but Mole, I like your enthusiasm.
You know, I do. I like it. It's infectious.
Sure
I was going to bring my girlfriend over here next week, but if you guys are going to fuck with me.
No, we're not going to have a show next week. You have the week off. All you do is complain about it. Who knows? Maybe we'll never have a show again.
What about his girlfriend?
She can come.
We can go do a show, you, me, and your girlfriend.
You want to bring the girl over here and just drop her off?
No.
Why?
Next subject, please.
All right. The next subject is ASM Plumbing and Porn, your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338.
For fags only.
But don't take my word for it. Take it from a real American hero. Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Yeah, the number one.
Skateboard fan. Enthusiast. An American hero. He killed Osama bin Laden, and he's a skateboard legend.
Sure. He's no legend. He's a waste of time.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take it from me. Take it from...
No, you've already said that.
Okay, here you go. Right,
because remember, didn't you just hear him talk about the whole thing?
It was him.
I thought you did it in Spanish, too. You want to do that in Spanish?
I don't know Spanish.
You don't know Spanish?
No. No habla.
Chiclets?
No bueno.
Chiclets? Chiclets?
Chiclets? I really don't want to alienate any more of our audience.
What's that?
I don't really want to alienate our Latino listening audience.
I see what you're saying. That's probably the best thing. Before we go today, it always gives me such a thrill because I'll tell you right now, look at the hair on my arms. It's standing up because I always get goose pimples when I introduce this next piece. This is a segment of the show that people love. I've seen T-shirts, mole play, all this kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, it really is something that we've done for the broadcasting world that is not good, but spectacular. It's time once again for a thing that we like to call mole play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show. And that reminds me, Mole had some people that wanted to do something. Whatever happened with the game? Do we have to say anything to the people?
I do have to say something before we start.
Okay.
Tonight's episode of Mole Play is brought to you by the Shake Weight. Looking to lose a little extra pounds on the arms? Try the Shake Weight. It's as easy as 1, 2, shake. And shake away those pounds. The Shake Weight, sponsor of Mole Play. Is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries.
Perry, see if you can do this.
Let's see if you do that shake weight.
Am I doing it right?
Let Scaremaster show you.
All right.
Show you. Hold it. No. You shake it. Shake it like this. Up and down. There you go. Get it going.
Come on. Mary Jane.
Put the water down. Put your water down. Grab it with two hands. Get your head right over it. Yeah. Like this, Scaremaster. Like this. Work it. Get the...
In front of you?
Yeah, right in front of you.
Like so it almost hits your chin.
It almost like I'm jacking off. Fuck you.
Hold on.
Take it back.
It's a shake weight, dude. Not everything has to be about you bragging about your stuff, dude.
Oh, God.
God. You're going to have to do that for the anniversary show.
I'm not going.
What are you talking about? You're not going.
If you guys are going to try to make me look like a faggot.
I'm just saying, shake weight might give us the spine.
Hold everything. I see what you're talking about. Will you grow the fuck up? What do you think we are, juvenile?
Be professional.
Yeah,
dude.
Very juvenile.
You think
juvenile.
We're juvenile? We're trying to get this thing so we can get these people. Ooh, that. Work it. Burn. Do it. Fuck, man. Stop this juvenile bullshit. Well, it kind of does look like someone's going to come in your face.
It does a lot.
See, I told you, juvenile
But it does look a lot like that, Scaremaster. Okay, in today's mole play, we are going to head to a beautiful bar.
We already did.
No. We're going to find out how Perry gets ladies. We're heading to the beautiful bar. It's the lounge in the lobby of the Radisson in Burbank. Scaremasters has just dropped off a package.
I don't drop off no stupid package.
Yeah, I know, but you know, this is like the old days.
Let him
do this. I'm talking about a young strapping.
Can I be a young girl?
You know who you're going to
be?
You're going to be a young...
Just start it so you can...
I got a spitting headache. Go on.
Okay.
Scaremaster, a young Scaremaster who's still delivering for his cousin's print shop, has just dropped off a big order at the Radisson. There in the lobby bar, he spots a gorgeous lady. Who is it? It's one day superstar, Big Ange, but she's not Big Ange yet. She's still like medium Ange. And she's not a superstar yet. She's out here on business. But what she doesn't know is that she, what Scaremaster doesn't know, she's out to kill somebody. But Scaremaster sidles up next to her and he turns on all the charm. And Big Ange knows she has one night of passion left in her. Because tonight she might die. Yeah. Oh, Scaremaster, you're going to play young Scaremaster.
You know, Dan. You've got the most retarded shit.
Then why, if that's
Big Ange,
wait a minute, hold
Dan.
Everything.
She's got
hold
one night
everything.
To live.
Stop. Stop. If that's true, why is it the most popular segment on our show? Because it's the worst.
Popular.
Thing. It's the most popular
it's
thing we've got.
It's the most retarded shit out there.
I disagree completely.
Moplay.
Hello, what's your name, Mr. Handsome?
Scaremaster turns on the charm.
Oh, so how many cases of cigarettes did you smoke this morning?
That's funny. You look like you're an Italian. I love Italian men.
Scaremaster flexes his muscles to show her. Show her, Scaremaster.
I don't feel good, okay?
Scaremaster shows him that he works out, and he demonstrates with the shake weight. Check, he says, check this out.
Yeah, check this out, honey.
What the fuck are you doing, you faggot? For Christ's sakes already, you try to impress me with your jerking off a man in front of me? What the hell is going on here?
Show is
are
over,
you Italian?
Period.
Are you Italian?
He, she shows her what a real Italian is, and they make out and make sweet love.
You want to see my pussy?
Scaremaster says, yes, he does.
Look at my clit right here.
You don't have a clit right there. You got a fucking pair of balls, you fucking homo. You got a fucking pair of nuts, you fucking queer.
Big Hand shoves her junk into Scaremaster's fanny pack.
Sorry. Get out of here. Don't touch.
What's in here?
Take that.
What is this?
He rubs it on his vagina.
I'll just put this against my pussy.
Then he puts
smell.
It.
Smell it. It's my pussy. It's my Italian pussy. Go on. Come on. Get a piece of Big Ange on your shirt and on your leg and in your hair.
What are you doing, Perry?
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Turn on doing? The charm, dude. Turn on the charm.
We're supposed to be doing mole play.
You're losing her.
It's fucking disgusting. That's why I don't want anything to do with it. Okay? It's
put your headset
it's
up.
It's not funny. It's gross. It's homosexual. And if you do another homosexual thing about me, again, I want nothing to do with you. I am done.
What is that? It's a
I'm done.
It's a Popeil's pocket fisherman.
Watch it. Someone's fishing here in the club. I can't believe
it. I'm fucking done.
I almost got a hook in my brastises.
Perry.
There is no Windy City Heat 2. There's no Big 3 podcast reality show. It's about bullshit. It's all a big fucking lie. And it's not going to fucking happen, is it? Is it?
Is this
written
still
all over your face.
What does Big Ange know?
And what the fuck is he talking about? Give me a kiss, you Italian goomba.
He gives her
kiss. One kiss. What's
like
it going to happen?
Give me an Italian kiss.
Give me an Italian kiss. Come on.
Italian kiss.
You'd kiss that Neil Leeds last week. Why won't you just kiss me?
Yeah, he did kiss Neil Leeds.
You're not kissing Neil Leeds, you fucking homo.
You already did.
And that was Moplay.
God, you guys are gay.
You are.
You.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay!
I don't know what happened today. I don't know where it went wrong.
I'll tell you where
you
it
did. You don't treat me with respect.
I don't treat you with respect.
No respect at
did
all.
I give you 60 seconds with Perry when it wasn't due until next week?
I'll tell you what didn't go wrong.
What's that?
Was the casting action on that Popeil's Pocket Fisherman.
What are you making on that?
He's
truthfully.
Making a ton of money and he's not sharing anything.
Oh, really? How
us?
About a lure that fish can't not bite?
Why are you
it's called the banjo minnow.
Because not, you're such a fucking nitwit. Fucking talking to the mic, you moron.
I'm trying to, and you're
no, I'm
pushing
not.
Me around.
Okay, well.
Again, no respect. None whatsoever.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield.
Is that
Rodney
who you're doing? It doesn't even sound
no
like
respect.
That.
Pretty good.
You got to kind of do it like, hey, I'll tell you. Try that.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Well, I really thought you would say more about the 20th anniversary of the passing of Sam. And nothing was
It's very sad.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, the passing of Sam is very sad. And 20th anniversary of, I don't know what to say about him. I mean, I respected him a great, great, great deal as a comedian. I think that he was the best out there as a stand-up. And it sounds like Mary Jane wants to say something.
What is more sad, Sam dying or the anniversary of you and Randy?
There is no anniversary of me and Randy. It was something disgusting.
It is kind of funny if you really think about it.
It is funny.
April 10th, Sam Kinison dies. In May, you meet me. In June, you meet Randy. That is crazy. Man,
Randy was a casting director. He booked me for the Alvarado Hospital. The bullshit happened.
That was one crazy summer.
You have to admit, it was an up and down 3 months, that's for sure. Well, anyway, oh, look at over there. Mole, look at the wall. See the clock?
Nope.
It says to me that it's time to wrap this thing up. For me, Don Barris, for your pal,
Mole,
and
for myself, Scary Perry.
Put her there, guys.
Big three.
All right, don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, somebody fucking ripped off my Facebook account, you motherfuckers. So hopefully that's back real soon. Don Barris, look for me. You'll see that. Mole, you were at Walter Mole and Inch.
Join me on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Perry, you were at Perry F. Caravello. A lot of people make mistakes. And that's
K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O.
On Twitter, I'm at Simply Don. I'm being much more active on that. Now
on Twitter, I'm at ScaryPerry818.
And Mole, you had a Twitter account, but you couldn't get it.
I did.
So you should get another one, and we should start
promoting. I can get another one?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Okay, so if you go to ScaryPerry323, you're not going to get anything there because it's not Mole. So catch me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. I close out the show every Monday night on the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock Monday nights, every Monday night. So one more time, guys, put her there. Here we go. Big three.